So this is chapter 7 from the book Architecture of Agency, written by Shashank Mohan Jain. It's called The Social Brain: How Agents Learn to Work Together. Think about it. If a single human brain were stranded on a desert island, it could only survive so long. Our real power comes from cooperation. From hunting in groups to building cities, human intelligence has always been social intelligence.
That makes sense. Our brains are wired to interact, right?
Exactly. Neuroscience shows we have circuits that help us guess what others are thinking, coordinate actions, and align on shared goals. That's how small human groups thrived against stronger predators and eventually built civilizations. And agents are the same. They become powerful not alone, but when they can form teams, dividing tasks, sharing knowledge, and debating options.
So it's really about distributed cognition.
Yes. Human cognition is never just one brain. We divide labor. Some hunt, some gather, others guard. We synchronize actions through language and signals. We cross-check knowledge. One remembers the path, another recalls the weather. And we resolve conflict through persuasion or consensus. Agents can mirror this too. One does research, another analyzes, another synthesizes, another critiques. Together, they produce results no single agent could achieve.
That's like writing a massive report.
Exactly. Imagine a 30-page report on renewable energy. One researcher agent gathers data, an analyst agent runs numbers, a policy agent reviews regulations, a writer agent synthesizes, a reviewer agent critiques and polishes. The group's output feels coherent and comprehensive, intelligence that emerges from collaboration.
And just like humans, agent teams can take different forms.
Right. There are relay teams where one agent hands off to the next, like a conversation. Parallel teams where many work at once and then merge results, like the brain's hemispheres. Debate and consensus, where agents argue and converge, like our inner decision-making. Hierarchies, with a coordinator delegating tasks, like the prefrontal cortex. And expert ensembles, where agents embody distinct expertise, like departments in an organization.
That reminds me of filmmaking.
Perfect example. A film has writers, directors, actors, cinematographers, editors. No one person makes the whole thing. It's the coordination, the social glue that brings it together. Agents, too, need that kind of social choreography.
So what's the design lesson for agents here?
Four things. First, intelligence is collective. Humans became dominant as teams, not as lone geniuses. Second, protocols matter. Shared language and communication keep collaboration alive. Third, conflict can be productive. Debate and critique sharpen outcomes. And fourth, resilience comes from distribution. If one agent fails, others carry on, making the system robust.
So the big takeaway is that intelligence only scaled when humans learned to think together.
Exactly. The brain is social to its core, from mirror neurons that let us empathize to networks that anticipate others' intentions. Agents must embrace the same truth. A solitary agent may answer questions, but only a society of agents can tackle the complex challenges of the real world. When agents collaborate like humans, they stop being isolated sparks of intelligence and become something larger, a networked mind.